Polak to Prager, Be Optimistic in 2020, Democrats Are Like Wile E. Coyote. By Robert Krajicek on January 19, 2020. Breitbart News senior editor-at-large Joel Polak told Dennis Prager that patriots and conservatives have a lot to look forward to in 2020. Expressing optimism regarding President Donald Trump's re-election campaign. Joining Friday's edition of the latter's eponymous radio program. Prager described Breitbart News as a very important site and advised listeners to visit it on a daily basis as he introduced Polak. I think that people who love this country, and conservatives in particular, have a lot to look forward to because we're just getting started here, said Polak. I feel more optimistic about this year than I have felt about any year in American politics because everything is going well for the country on economic matters, in foreign policy. Polak added, the opponents of the president, who is the person putting a lot of this in motion, they keep setting themselves up for failure, and they keep walking into traps of their own creation. I call this year the year of the good fight because win or lose in November, none of us can really know what's going to happen. This is the most worthy fight I think we've ever been in. Listen. Polak advised conservatives and Republicans to enjoy the humorous aspects of Democrats and leftists' political efforts, including their push for impeachment of the president. Democrats, bring out these commemorative pens, recalled Polak of Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi's DCA. Use of over a dozen pens to sign articles of impeachment against Trump. There's a comedy to all this. It has to make you laugh. They're telling us how solemn they are, how sad they are, and then they have the gold pens. There's just a hilarious comic aspect to it. You couldn't write a funnier story. We have to step back sometimes and just laugh at it all. Polak also recalled Pelosi's failure to pronounce impoundment during her criticisms of Trump for allegedly violating the Impoundment Control Act. Nancy Pelosi kept saying empowerment, he violated the Empowerment Act, there is no such act, Polak stated. They can't even get it straight. You have to see the comedy in some of this. It's funny if you take a step back. Obviously it's doing a lot of damage to the country. But I think if you look at how ridiculous the behavior is of some of these characters who are trying to take drag down a president in the midst of the greatest economic expansion since the Second World War, it's laughable. And laughter gives you the ability to look through it all. Polak repeated Prager's axiom of happiness being a choice and moral obligation. You can often choose how you feel about a situation. And I choose to laugh at a lot of this because Democrats are like Wile E. Coyote, Polak remarked. They keep ordering the new invention from Acme that's going to get the Roadrunner, but they end up falling off the cliff every time. Prager asked how television news media outlets such as ABC, CBS, CNN, and MSNBC might conduct live coverage of an impeachment trial in the U.S. Senate. They may start to cut away, especially when things start to happen that they don't like, replied Polak. We've seen that with CNN, a lot, for example, that even if something is newsworthy when it comes down to these hearings, they cut to their panel discussion if it doesn't comport with their political agenda. This is all about the 2020 election for them, said Polak of Democrats' impeachment push. They want to brand Donald Trump with the scarlet letter I and have him go into the election with that burden. Polak continued, the Democrats have no candidate. They have no leader. They have nobody who they feel can really pose a challenge to Donald Trump. They'll say it now openly themselves because they're desperate. So this impeachment is a last-ditch strategy to try and make Trump weaker heading into November. Democrats are self-sabotaging their pursuit of the White House. Determined Polak. Noting that an impeachment trial of the president in the Senate may involve subpoenaing former Vice President Joe Biden as a witness and require the attendance of Senators Bernie Sanders, DBD, and Elizabeth Warren, DMA, at the expense of their campaigning. Democrats' impeachment focus comes at the expense of their advocacy for policies and issues they pretend to care about, said Polak. Polak added guidance for listeners on navigating political disagreements and conflicts within their families and personal circles. Try to minimize the role that politics plays in your life because these are important issues, but they don't have to color everything in our lives, Polak stated. We ought to do other things with our time than spend all day on Twitter reading political news. Life is a lot bigger than Nancy Pelosi's pen, concluded Polak. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter @RKrajicek.